It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. It's always a joy to study the precious Word, and we're in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading with verse 32. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to enjoy our website, it was www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. We've got many studies there. I hope that you would enjoy them. And also, if you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine, and I would enjoy hearing from you. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study, Matthew chapter 24, verse 32. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even as at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day an hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of the heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour our Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with drunken and the drunken, the Lord of the servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour that he is not aware of, and he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We're going to end with the end of that chapter. We're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to come to enjoy this time. I just ask, Father, that you will guide and lead us, please, that you show us the way of salvation. You show us, Father, what is true and what is right when it comes to the Word of God. It is so important, Father, that we enjoy studying your precious Word. But, Father, we know the only way that can come, that's attained, is when we know your Son, the Lord Jesus. We must come by faith and faith alone to him. No connections of works, no connection of baptism by faith and by faith alone, trust in the Lord Jesus. Father, please guide and lead us through this study now. And I pray that all are listening and all will attend to your precious word, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have looked in the past concerning the parable of the fig tree, we know that time is coming. It's coming soon when the Lord Jesus will come. But he gives us much information concerning this. And we find here in verse 35 that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We need to trust in his precious word, trust in the truth, stand with him, walk with him each and every day. But verse 36 says, of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And then we come to the verse 37, as in the days of Noah were, so shall also coming the Son of Man be. As we enjoy and reading and studying the precious word, we know that the day and the hour, as Paul wrote, he believed that it was very soon. Let's look at Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark 13, 32. But of that day and of that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which is in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father, as we just read. But again, Paul believes that that day is soon. We've got another verse of Scripture here I'd like to take you to, and that is to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Cometh very, very quickly. And even though we have so many signs, coming unexpectedly. Back to Matthew 24, 37. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're going to go back to Genesis. We're going to go back to the fourth chapter 4, verse 16. Genesis 4, 16. We find here that it tells us, as in the days of Noah. And we're going to start here with Cain. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. There's the problem. Went out from the presence of the Lord. So many people today live away from the Lord. They have no desire to trust in him, no desire to serve him, no desire to be saved, to take their sins away. They are all occupied with today's lifestyle and society. Look at verse 17 here in Genesis 4:17. Cain knew his wife. She conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city and named after the name of his son, Enoch. So we find that immediately here we are leaving the will of God, and he begins to build a city. it's a sad case here because so quickly, and let me back up just a little bit because this may be very familiar to you and maybe it's not. We know in the first verse of chapter 4 of this chapter in Genesis, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. The Lord had respect for Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And yet Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. You may not understand, not realize, not know why that Cain's offering was refused. It always, always depends upon the presence of blood. Cain brought an offering of the grain, probably the best he had. I don't question that. But Abel, he brought an animal. Because you see, already, God has placed the skins, the coats, upon Adam and Eve. They received it. It meant the slaying of an animal. It meant the shedding of blood. And right there we have the very first picture of the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. They were told that that offering must be a sacrifice. It must be, have the presence of blood. Cain refused to listen. What did we read over here in verse 16? He went out from the presence of the Lord. Cain wanted to do it his way. Religions are full of people today that want to do it their way. That's what they do. They do it their way. And that's so sad because we can't. We must do it God's way. That's the way we must do it. Because you see, when we walk each day with the Lord Jesus, we are trusting in Him. He gave His life. He shed His blood for us. He was the perfect sacrifice. But prior to the birth, life, and crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, prior to that, they would bring animals. They would bring their offering as they need to do it every year. Now, because Jesus has finished the work, it is finished. We just need to come by faith to Him. But before, they were believing in a Messiah that was coming, and they would bring this offering as a picture, as a reference to what was going to happen in many cases, and here, 4,000 years later. But we find Cain didn't want to. Now, we have Lamech, and as we look at this fourth chapter in Genesis, verse 19, Lamech took unto him two wives. And you'll find here in the scripture that we find the birth. Lamech was a descendant of Cain. There's five generations, as the scripture says. And as we look at this, Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adin, the other was Zillah. And so as we look at this, look down now to verse 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. And so we find that as we look at these scripture verses because of what Cain decided to leave the Lord, already we find this taking place. What a sad, sad statement that we find the murder, not only with Cain to kill Abel, but now it speaks here of Lamech. Now, Lamech had sons, and we find in the 20th verse, Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such that dwelled in tents, and such as had cattle. And then we also have Jubal in verse 21. And Jubal was the one that handled harps and organs. He had music. And then we find, as we come to the next, we have Tubal-Cain. And Tubal-Cain was an instructor of every part of brass and iron. And so we find that within a few generations here, they begin to build a society separated from God. They had no desire for God. They did not serve God. If we go over here to Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 5 through 7, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. We back up to verse 3 of chapter 6 of Genesis. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet in days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6, 8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Maybe you've heard that term different times than many times. Why did Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord? Is because Noah trusted in the Lord Jesus. Noah trusted in the Lord Jesus. As we have today, there are many that are building their own lives. They are using their minds, their bodies, to build themselves an empire. They have made themselves, or in some cases others, or in some cases the structure you're building, the business you have built, the monies that you have attained. It all comes into one statement, and that is, that's your God. Who is your God? We find that the descendants of Cain all set out to build their own religion, to build their own cities, to make their own gods. Now, if we go over to Genesis 7:16, and they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. This comes with the beginning of chapter 7. The Lord said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take of thee by sevens, male and female, and the beasts that are not clean by two, male and female. You see, we need the offering. We need the shedding of blood. And we find the days, yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. The generation, the world, was so wicked that God chose to destroy it. All we have, back in chapter 6 of Genesis, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. He walked with God. What did we see back here with Cain? And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make me an ark." You see, there is always a means of salvation for those that follow after God. There is also judgment for those that don't. And we find that in Cain's family. Now, as we come back to Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, "In the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark." Now, I don't know if you caught it or not, but I read back in Genesis where God shut the door. He called Noah in. He told him who to bring in with him, the animals, his family. And then the Lord shut the door. Verse 39, "He knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Today we have folks celebrating, folks living a high life. We have a level of drugs we've never had. We have a level of crimes and the way that the world, the country, our country is dealing with criminals, murderers. It just is more than we can imagine how that things could become so wicked. But I believe when we read back in Genesis, I believe that they were equally as wicked in Noah's day. So if they were as equally as wicked then as they are today, what does that tell us? That tells us that Jesus is coming and Jesus is coming soon. That's what that tells us. You better be ready. What do we have here in these next verses? Verse 40 says, "Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Let's back up to the scripture here, because we have quite a side, two in the field, one taken, one left. Two women shall be grinding in the mill, one taken, one left. Watch. Watch. You know, we need to be ready. And I would love to think that that saying that half the world is saved is born again when this takes place. But that's not true. Each time there has just been a remnant. But I think he's explaining to us it's going to be all around the world. This isn't just something that's going to take place in this country. This is going to take place around the world at the same time. And it's going to come, and it's going to come quickly. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, because this is a wonderful verse of scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump shall the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as we read these verses of Scripture, we need to understand that there is going to be a time that the trump is going to sound. And when that trump sounds, it's so important that you be ready. Without a question, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have trusted in Him, and that you know Him to be your Savior, and not be taken by surprise. And when that surprise comes, it's going to be too late if you have not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, that you come to the Lord Jesus, that you trust in the Lord Jesus each and every day, because it's so important. When that trump sounds, and that day will come, and when that trump sounds, you better be ready, because it's going to be too late if you wait. Because if you face the grave without trusting in Jesus, you're going to burn in hell. It's just that simple. If you trust in Jesus, walk with Him, serve Him, it'll be a joyful day. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Where is the promise of His coming? For since my fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. We are in the sixth day. From creation to now has been 6,000 years. He can come any time. And that trump, when it sounds, I'm going to look up and see my Savior, meet Him in the air. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?